The Tomboy Brunch. I'm a tomboy. I'm a tomboy. The Tomboy Brunch. I'm a tomboy.
Because ladies love sports too.
I'm a tomboy. The Tomboy Brunch.
Sports and entertainment talk over mimosas like marketing guru Katrina Chambers. Tune in to a new episode of Tomboy Brunch every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Tomboy Brunch is your trusted source of sports, entertainment, and lifestyle information for women. Packed with fun and exciting ways for using your love of sports to empower women in every aspect of life. From fashion, pop, culture, music, health and wellness, cooking to politics, and more, the Tomboy Brunch covers it all. Think of it as SportsCenter meets The View. For more information, check out Tomboy Brunch at tomboy.com. That's T-O-M-B-O-I.com.
Hey, everybody. What's up? And happy 4th of July weekend. I am your hostess with the mimosas, Katrina Chambers, and welcome to the first Saturday of the month, Hot Topics edition of the Tomboy Brunch. And, of course, I have my homies with me, Harold, calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, and La Monique calling from the Boogie Down Bronx.
What up? What up?
And you see they're both a little corny, bally-ish with their little kind of stuff. So am I.
Lies. Never.
With the mimosas.
Wow.
So, you know what? It has been a busy week. And today we're going to jump right into Hot Topics because I don't want this to take too long because y'all know I'm going barbecue hopping. I'm in Texas. I'm in San Antonio. My dad's in town. My brother's doing it big at his house. Shout out to my mom and my dad and my brother. They're going to be doing it up on the grill today. So, and I'm sure a lot of people are.
Trina, can you make sure after we get off this call that you go run before you eat all this food that you're about to eat?
Oh, why are you doing that to me? You just put a whole different. Now I'm not. Don't ruin this day for me, Harold. Let me have 4th of July. Let me have this day.
I'm just saying. That's all. All right.
He's just trying to help you help yourself. That's all.
You're right. And that's what we're trying to do with the Tomboy Brunch listeners by bringing it to you straight, no chasing. Every first Saturday of the month. And let's jump right into it. Sports, entertainment, and mimosas. And let's start literally with sports headlines. First of all, I want to offer my condolences to the families of Coach Buddy Ryan and Coach Pat Summitt, who passed earlier this week. Both legendary coaches, Buddy Ryan, really grew to fame with his run with the Chicago Bears, and Pat Summitt, her whole career with the University of Tennessee Volunteers, and the most winningest coach in Division I basketball history, male or female.
Yes.
Yeah, two Hit icons
me.
That will be sorely missed.
Oh,
but
rest well,
that's
in
okay.
Peace.
That's, they were great coaches. And also in sports, this name again, Johnny Manziel. Harold, tell me what you think before I say my little 2 cents.
This is what I think, personally. I think they should go ahead and put a ban on Johnny Manziel not to come back to the league, because I do feel like because he's a white boy that they're going to keep on giving chances to get back in the league and keep giving him a second, third, fourth chance. And I honestly feel like if it was a black player that they would have been done with him by now, there would be no kind of, you know, report on him at all. That's just me personally, though, but that's my opinion.
Right, and do you feel that way because you're a black man? Are you saying that race has something to do with it, or what makes you arrive at that opinion?
I just feel like it has race, it does have to do with race, because I feel like it's a white athlete, a white quarterback, you know, highly picked, that they continue giving them chances, and that he's in the news so often about the same thing over and over, and they're really, and I feel like they're not really saying, oh, it's okay. They're saying, that, no, we're going to keep giving them a chance for them to mess up and give them another chance to come back. And I feel like if it was a black player that was doing that, you'll hear about it once or twice, and that's it. They won't keep giving them a chance anymore. They're just going to be saying that we're done with them. So I just don't like the way they're handling that situation, that he should not be in the news anymore about the same thing over mm-hmm. and over again. Why are we still following Johnny Manziel? That's my point. Why are we still
right.
following
him? Yeah. Now, you know what? I do agree, and it is hard to not highlight the differences in these types of instances in the NFL and the difference of disciplinary action that's taken when it's a white athlete and when it's a black athlete. And
right.
I am surprised that he would be suspended for the first four games of next year's season when he's not even on a team. It's like they're still giving him an opportunity in the NFL, and he has been cut from the Cleveland Browns. It's like they're literally carrying his drunk ass out on the field.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to put it literally, he's still doing drugs. He's still on social media partying and showing everybody. They're still mm-hmm. not mentioning the domestic violence because that case is still open, but he's
right.
only been banned four games. But if
right.
the team were to pick him up, that's their only penalty. So I'm baffled by it. I really don't know what to say, whether it's because he's white, because
yeah.
he's black. But,
yes.
you know, but the thing is, as a athlete in the NFL, the fact that he has, like you said, Harold, been given so many chances.
That's another thing that really put it for me. Is like, if you remember the Ray Rice situation, he had one incident and they kicked him out of the NFL. One incident.
Yes.
The whole year. But Johnny Manziel, he's done multiple issues, and they're still giving them chances to keep coming back. So that's why I was like, nah, that's just too much.
Yeah, and you know what else? You know it's bad when his dad is saying he needs to go to jail. He has thrown his hands up and said, I'm done. Because if a parent wants their child to go to jail, thinks he will be safer in jail than he will be out on the streets free, then you know it's bad. Because he said he is on a downward spiral and going to kill himself. And the NFL just says he is suspended for four games. That something just doesn't sound right.
Well, the NFL suspends him for four games, but technically he doesn't have a job with the NFL anymore. So that's
but
confused, right? Technically, he doesn't have a job with the NFL anymore because the Cleveland Browns dropped him. Am I not correct?
You're correct, but you're
no, right. he has a job, but he's not placed with the team, so he's still in the NFL. That's why they put that ban, because he's still a free agent, he's cut.
But I thought they banned him after the charges came out with his ex-girlfriend, all those pictures and stuff.
Nope, that's in court, pending. He's still
white privilege. I'm sorry, that's nothing but white. Privilege, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. They have never given any player of color this many chances, ever.
Exactly.
They lay down the hammer and they stick with it. Ray Rice
mm-hmm.
still don't have a job. Still.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if Adrian Peterson, you know, everybody has dealt with repercussions that you can think of, and I don't know.
Well, he's
this
back
young
in the NFL,
has,
right? He's back
yeah.
in the NFL, right? Yeah.
But the thing about it, they're giving him opportunity after opportunity for a shot in the NFL that many
right.
young men dream about and make it just almost there, but get beat out by a Johnny Manziel.
I mean,
that's
is
the next
he a
person?
Y'all know I don't really watch sports per se, but is he really that great of a player that they. Okay.
No.
Race aside, is he really that phenomenal of a player for them to go out on a limb like this for this kid?
Not in the NFL. Yeah, he has not proven himself in the NFL, so I say no. He was nice in college, I give you that. But in the NFL,
right.
he has not proven. So I say no. He's not that great of a player.
Right. He hasn't proven himself because he can't get right. And I agree with that. He was good at Texas A&M. He was the man. You know, he had to be. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made it to the NFL. So he was good. But we, like Harold said, we haven't had a chance to see what he can fully do, what he's fully capable of, because he hasn't stayed sober. He hasn't adhered to the drug policy. He hasn't, he's broken the law. He's been arrested for DUI, for domestic violence. He's coming to the league and punished.
Sorry, and that's probably why his dad wants him in jail, because, you know, technically in jail, you don't have access to the drugs. So maybe as a parent, his dad is like, put him in jail, because that's the only way he can see his son getting clean, because he won't have the access.
No, that's exactly what he's saying.
You know,
he would rather be in jail than free, because being free is going to kill him. That's what he's saying. He's saying if he doesn't go to jail or go to rehab, he's going to end up dead. Those were his words. He needs to be in rehab or jail.
He did go to rehab, but obviously that didn't work.
He needs to go to the kind of rehab where it's damn near jail. You know, he can't do it on his own. He needs that type of structure, rigid structure. So
yeah.
But it's sad, and you know, we need to pray for him too.
I'm praying for him, but I'm still. You know, I'm praying for him, and it's not his fault that it was born with the right skin color, but I'm mad at the same time. Because I feel like if he was a brother, they would have let him go. Bye. Get out of here. So that's where my angst and my thing come from, because I just guarantee if he was a brother, he would not have had these many chances. At all.
Yeah,
but I'm praying that he gets the strength to get off them drugs, but at the same time, I'm mad.
Yeah.
Because it's sad to see such a young kid so, like, he don't love himself, and I feel like he don't love himself because he's self-medicating with all these drugs.
Right.
And it's ruining him in the end, so that's just sad to me that he doesn't have the strength to, like, love himself, because that's what it is.
Like,
even with all the adulation and the fans and the girls and the money and everything, all that stuff, as we see, don't satisfy. It really don't satisfy you at the end of the day, because if it did, this kid wouldn't be how he is. But we all clamor for it every day. I need to be rich. I need money. I need this. And we think that's going to make our lives so great, but his life is not great right now, and he technically rich. You know what I mean?
Right. They're trying to find himself.
Well, that's what it's... Yeah, exactly. He, you know, and then when you come at those colleges, a lot of those big colleges, college star athletes, they're treated like they're already in the NFL. So they go into it thinking I feel like he kind of went into it in feeling entitled. And he had earned himself. When you make it to the NFL as a rookie, you're back as it's damn near you're a freshman. You're a rookie as being a freshman. So, but he tried to come in and think he was going to go right to the top, and that didn't happen. So, you know, but let's talk a little bit of NBA news. It's a lot of free agency out there, and particularly ones that are making the headlines are Kevin Durant from Oklahoma. You know,
and what's his name came to New York? Derrick Rose is going to be playing for the Knicks now.
Yep, which I think is a very good look.
Anything to help the Knicks get a better record than what they have, I say, being a New Yorker.
Yeah.
By way of Erie, PA.
Carmelo Anthony needs
He needs
help
a good. He needs a good help. He needs a good. Supporting cast around him. He needs a good supporting cast around him. Carmelo.
Yeah, and Phil Jackson is the man to do it, though. Phil Jackson knows how to put together a winning basketball team, as his record states. But Dwayne Wade is also, the Spurs are talking to him, which sounds interesting. Kind of made me turn my head sideways, like, I could see Dwayne Wade and Pop working together.
Dwayne Wade going where?
Which is a great cook. San Antonio Spurs.
I don't see that.
He's leaving Miami?
And they're just talking. He's a free agent. Yeah, Mona, you're right. You don't know about sports. He's a free agent, so he can talk to other teams. And one of the teams he's talking to is the San Antonio Spurs. He hasn't been signed or anything, but they're in talk. He's talking to, he has options now, rather. He doesn't have to re-sign with Miami. What about who?
What about Tony Parker? Is he gone?
No, he's still there.
So you think he'll bring Dwayne Wade with Tony Parker to Boston? Still there?
No, they've been talking. They've been meeting. I'm just saying, they've been meeting. That's one of the headlines that Dwayne Wade has been talking to the Spurs.
So what's his chances of re-signing with Miami?
I don't know. We at least know he's checking out his options, just like Kevin Durant is. Kevin Durant, the Clippers, are actually trying to talk to him about coming out there with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, which I think might actually be a really good look.
Dang, that'd be big. That'd
Chris
be a big
Paul, thing. Kevin Durant, and Blake Griffin.
Ooh. And I got his name, the center.
You're right. Yeah. That would be really nice. Yeah. It would be bad for Oklahoma, of course, because I don't know if Russell Westbrook will have enough support to get back to the finals and playoffs that far again.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they almost made it to the big show.
Thank you very much.
So, speaking of NBA now, let's moving on to Cleveland, of course, won the NBA championship. And this week, the big story with Cleveland wasn't about the championship, but about the championship yacht party that Kyrie Irving had, and where supposedly he said no black girls allowed. That he said no black girls allowed to his yacht party. And then Twitter, ate him up. He came back and issued an apology. He said he would never have said anything like that. So he doesn't know where that's coming from, et cetera, and all that kind of stuff. But it was really, it was a big news story this week. Really big. What do you guys think about that?
Well, when I first heard it, I just didn't believe that would even go down. I just didn't believe that he would do something like that. That's where I stood.
Yeah,
he finally issued a statement, I was just like, good. I'm glad he did this because I didn't believe it in the first place. It's just preposterous. I just refuse to believe stuff like that.
I thought
it was a joke. I didn't believe it, but go ahead.
Right. You know, I didn't know one way or another, because I do know that there are a lot of people who date and prefer interracial relationships. So I didn't think anything of it, really, that it might possibly be that he would say something like that. But what was really disheartening to me is the comments that a lot of people, and particular black men, were making, saying it's no big deal. And so what if he doesn't want ratchet women there? It's the kind of stigma that it gave black women this week. They were saying, I agree with him because I don't want any of them black women there because they're always ratchet and loud and all of that. So if that's how you think of black women when you think of partying, God.
But you think of black women that way. You think of your mother that way. You think of your grandmother that way. You think of all the women that raised your black ass that way, bitch.
Wait a minute, Lamona. Whoa. Like you just said, you don't believe it. And now who you calling
that? No, I'm talking about the comments. I'm talking about the comments, not the thing about Kyrie.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the comments after the fact. They all bitch asses. I'm sorry to curse, but they bitch asses.
Yeah, you're going to always have your few ignorant people, et cetera, and things like that.
Can I just say that?
You know, I was just taken aback by the whole thing. And let me throw this disclaimer in here. It's the first of the month, and Lamona Maxwell is on fire. She's coming out with it.
I'm just saying, can we establish that? I'm saying, can we just establish that half of America was raised by a black goddamn woman? Let's just get that out the way.
Hold on, Mona. Hold on, Mona. God, what is it? What's in your mimosas? I got a feeling you got something else other than champagne and orange juice in your glass. What is
me? I have a white grape mimosa. I'm drinking a white grape mimosa.
And where did them grapes come from?
They came from the motherland.
I'm
standing for my
sister.
I'm tired of people
paying
us down. Like, we don't have class and grapes.
Let me tell you where those grapes came from. A field that was directly next to a marijuana field. And the plants were cross-pollinated because you're not just drinking white grape juice mimosa. It's something
yes, I
else
am.
In there. So that wine strain came from California, and B was directly next to a medical marijuana dispensary.
And it also came from a place of tired of being a black woman, and we get a bad rep for everything. I'm sick of it. I'm just over it.
We'll call with that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Again.
Go ahead. I was saying the comments that you just read Trina, I do feel that was very ignorant coming from their part to say that. I mean, I'm in agreement with Mona, and I know you are too. So I mean, like, come on, mm-hmm. what are you really saying? Like Mona said, are you talking about your mom, your grandma? Your aunties, you know, your sisters.
Right.
So I mean, like, what are you really saying?
Right.
That's fair on their part to say something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And he kind of was
sad.
Kinda,
it's
that
just
was where
really
he was kind of
me.
Coming from in his saying that he didn't say anything like that. You know, that's kind of where he was coming from. But anyway, at the end of the night, he's the one that has to lay down in his bed and sleep with himself. So, you know, it doesn't. But like I said, I was bothered by the comments that some people would co-sign on having a party and excluding any race. But, you know, but that's people's prerogative. People date who
right.
they want. Some people like ketchup. Some people like mustard. You know, people like what they like, and he has that right. And we have our opinion also, but it is what it is. And like I say all the time, we are passionate here at the Tomboy Brunch, and we are also under the influence of alcohol. So it's the Tomboy Brunch, and we'll be right back after this with entertainment. Tomboy Brunch, sports, entertainment, and emotions. And now, next to the entertainment portion of the show of Hot Topics, I want to first say, Thursday night, I had a date with a man who I have been in love with since I was about 13 years old. And the love is mutual. It took a while of me following him. I won't call it stalking. I'll say following him. And the man I am talking about is none other than Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition.
Okay, now we're going to have to go to the streets and slice and dice.
And Mona, you and I have talked about this for years.
No, we have not discussed this fairly, okay?
And Thursday night, he was here in Houston at the Arena Theater, and he put it down. Him and the other members of New Edition, Ronnie, Ricky, Mike, Ralph, and Johnny did the damn thing. I mean, I have seen that show over and over again, and every time it moves me. It moves me internally. You know, my heart gets giddy, and it moves me physically. I get up out my seat, and I sing along. I dance. I do the steps when they break into BBD and Ralph and Johnny. I mean, it is awesome. It is awesome. The only thing, I really do wish Bobby was on stage with them, but I really enjoy it. I have not ever, since I was literally 12 years old, seen a bad New Edition show. Never.
True story. And I concur. Only the thing about me and you going to have to discuss the situation with Ronnie. But I will concur. New Edition, I don't care how many times I've seen them, whatever state, whatever venue, they always give a show of perfection. And like you, Trina, okay. I wish Bobby could be on stage with them, although I don't think he can really keep up. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah, Harold, he needs you,
Harold.
He
can't keep up with them steps right now. He won't be able to keep up. Right. And we need to keep it in sync, because that's what they known for. They be on it with the steps, okay? On it. Bow, bow. Bobby can't keep up, and we don't need him messing up. So he can sit on the sidelines and let the other ones do their thing. I'm just saying. I love Bobby, but no.
And no, you're absolutely right. And like I said, he needs Harold in his life. Harold
right.
would be a great trainer and motivator for
right.
Bobby.
Right.
But and speaking in New Edition, that's also a great segue. Let's give them a soul clap and two
Yay.
Claps up and a thumbs up for being inducted and getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I'm
Classic.
So excited for them. Well deserved. Well
yeah.
deserved.
Well
deserved.
Deserved. Long overdue.
Well
and
deserved and
man.
Long overdue.
Yeah, I mean,
legend.
I feel like. Yeah, I can't wait to walk on it. You know, my next trip next year when it's on there, and my trip to LA, that's going to be one of the first places I go after Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. That's always my first place.
Carolyn,
like,
we could probably skip Roscoe's and just go straight to the Hollywood Walk.
You know, and Harold knows, but no, I am so glad. I mean, nobody has been consistently, keyword, consistently doing their thing in this entertainment and show business like New Edition.
I agree.
They have become
I agree, definitely.
Bobby, you know, yep. Ralph Tresvant, they become all those things, but at the core, they always find their way back to each other as New Edition for life. Any for life
yep.
is their slogan.
Yep.
And it seems like the principle they live by too. I mean, how many people or things or fans of somebody that you can say that you actually have grown up with them. You know, I
right.
am an original
right.
candy girl. Y'all don't
right.
understand. I'm an original candy girl.
You're original
so
candy girl?
Yes.
I'm just asking.
I got a t-shirt that says it too. Mona, don't go there. Mona, because Mona, I think I can take you. I got a couple of pounds on you. And
I'm just asking because, you know, when, you know, I thought, you know, when I saw them that I was Ronnie's candy girl. And I just
okay.
knew that every lyric he was singing was to me.
Wow,
and me only.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all really got one going on right now.
Yeah, you know what? And Hal, this is a debate that her and I have had shooting for as long as we've known each
yes.
other, which is
because,
over a decade.
You know,
so that ain't going to never change.
We just turn into like our 15-year-old selves. And we just
Thank
go
you.
At it.
We do.
Hey,
we're both
all
our
good.
Favorites.
It's
so,
all good.
But speaking, and also in that same class, there's some other great people who are also getting inducted. Ice Cube.
John Legend.
My favorite. Ice Cube, who is my favorite NWA.
That's really good.
No, he's,
yeah.
But
he
was invited
so
to
glad.
Be on the to vote for the Oscars this year. To be he was an invitee
oh.
for the Oscar board this year.
Oh yeah,
right. But he's also in this class of getting on the he's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I'm saying again, like New Edition, long overdue, well deserved. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, congratulations to Ice Cube. He's had success in music and acting. He's a philanthropist, director, yeah. writer. And he went from, you know, making a movie like Boys in the Hood, you know, with its strong language and content to family movies like Are We There Yet?
I mean, he went from N.W.A.
His range. Right. So that's why I say he's my favorite N.W.A. And for those of you out there who know what N.W.A. stands for, you know what I'm talking about when I say he's the best. He's always been my favorite.
Why can't
NWA.
We say it? Why can't we say what N.W.A.
Because I don't want to. The true fans and the hardcore people, they know what N.W.A. stands for.
But maybe you say it.
Yeah, and if they don't, they need to look it up.
Can we talk about the Academy inviting more new members, more diverse new members?
Well, first I'd like to finish the conversation because there's a lot of other names out and people I want to talk about that made the class of 2017. So I was talking about Ice Cube and talking a little bit about his career, and then I'm going to go through some other people on there, and then we can go to that. Can we do that?
I guess so.
Okay. All right. So in addition to Ice Cube, like Mona had mentioned in there, John Legend.
John Legend. Oh, that's big. Good.
Yep. John Legend. NSYNC.
Selena Quintanilla. Selena. May she rest in peace.
Selena Gomez posthumous is in there.
No, not Selena Gomez.
Else, Lord, I think.
That's Selena Gomez.
That's what I said. Oh. Now let me ask myself how many mimosas have I had?
Right. Yeah,
let me switch it back on me. I'm having a cranberry mimosa right now, so Mona, okay, you're right. I'm all like Selena Gomez.
Maybe
Lord.
You should switch to white grape, what I'm drinking.
You know, it seems like I'll be worse. So yeah, Selena, who, and growing up in San Antonio, Selena was big out here in Texas. So it's great to see her go in as well. Who else was one? Oh yeah, Hall
Chris
and Oates.
Pratt.
See, I had assumed Hall and Oates was already on there. I used to love me some Hall and Oates. Still do.
What?
But they were on there too.
Their greatest album, and I love them. Always.
Mm-hmm. And another crush of mine who also made it is
Chris
Dwayne
Pratt.
The Rock. Dwayne
The Rock
Johnson.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy for him, but he don't like black women. Sorry.
The Rock, dang.
Well,
Rock, that's kind of early for him.
Well,
no, I'm proud of his accomplishment because I like him. I actually love him. I'm a huge fan of his. But yeah.
How do you know he does not like black women just because he is not engaged?
He don't like black women.
How do
no.
you know? And
he doesn't.
And
he's never been with one. He hasn't procreated with one. I haven't seen him date one. I mean, he don't come out and be belligerent and like disrespectful to black women, which is good. But I don't think that's his preference. That's not his preference. And that's cool because he's one that don't really degrade us in the process. My thing is I'm all for interracial relationship. Love who you love, who you love. But don't degrade us in the process. Okay. But I love The Rock. I think he's fine. I go see every movie that he's in. I used to watch him on WWE wrestling with that damn eyebrows that I still can't do. So... Yeah, I try.
Well,
I don't think he,
you know, you can date who you want to, and I don't know him well enough. I am a fan, and to say, even though if I've never seen him with a black woman, I wouldn't say he doesn't like us. So I ain't going to put those words in anybody.
I didn't say he didn't like us. I just say he doesn't prefer
he
us.
Like
There's
black
a difference.
Women.
No, I said he doesn't date black women, and I don't think black women is his preference, which is cool because he doesn't degrade us in the process. So I don't mind it. The ones I mind is the ones who want to put us down in the process of them not, us not being their preference. We cannot be your preference. That's cool, but don't degrade us in the process.
You know, you can like who you like,
but you don't have to be disrespectful towards us in the process of liking who you like. And The Rock, I mean, the history of him, I've never seen him with one, so this is why I deduced my sentiments, and it's fine. And I'm cool with it because he doesn't degrade us in the process. So I rock on out because I like him.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's just me.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on in entertainment news. And again, congratulations to all those who are getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame class of 2017. Congratulations.
Yes.
That is a big feat. You will forever have something that live on well beyond your years.
Exactly.
And that's
yes,
a
real
huge
good.
Accomplishment. So, yeah, so congratulations from the Tomboy Brunch. And
yeah.
What else in entertainment? Also, let's talk about the BET Awards. Big event every year, and this year was no different. Where do you guys want to start? There were a lot of big moments and things talked about and performances talked about and seen. And the biggest one, I think, would be Jesse Williams' speech.
Right.
Jesse Williams' speech. Oh yeah, you know that's my boo, and I was like, people just now catching on to him. I've been following him for years. He's been vocal for years. He's been on the front lines. When Mike Brown got shot, he was there. The Michigan water thing, like he's not just talking the talk. He's walking the walk.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he's been
like I've been following him on Twitter for years. He's been always on it.
For years, he is really, I truly believe this, he is our today's version of Harry Belafonte. He is a true abolitionist and activist and has been a proponent of equal rights, you know, for Black people. And he means it to his core. And the fact that before his speech, he pointed out his parents, which his mother is white and his dad is Black, to say
it's not
about, you know, I'm not pulling the race card. These are facts. So I thought it was a great speech. I thought it was truthful. And wow, again, a little disheartening. A lot of the comments about racism and that it was a racist speech. I think they're missing the point of it. But I thought it was like Mona was saying, he's been this way for years, but he's never had a platform this big. And I applaud him for when he did get on this big platform, that he used it to say what he said, which even makes him more deserving of the humanitarian award. I mean, people talk the talk, but the people that talk the talk and walk the walk are people like him.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know.
I agree.
And I just like to give him major, major props for giving shouts out to all the Black women in the world because he knows. So okay, there, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Props to his mother, who as a white woman raised him to appreciate all women, apparently.
Right.
Because he didn't marry a woman who looked like his mother. He married a woman with integrity and character and things that his mother taught him were good. Because apparently his mother taught him to see no color, to look inside, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is evident because that is the point of him wanting those cameras to show his parents. Because for those who saying, oh, he's just saying that and pulling a race card, but his mother's white, the first woman
exactly.
in his life. So you can't say that. So
right, and then I love the fact that when they pan to the audience, that his dad just looks so proud. Like, his parents just look so proud of him.
Yes, they did. Yeah, very happy about it. That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was great. So, but again, congratulations to Jesse Williams. And whether people are talking and saying bad things or whether people are talking saying good things, the main point is that people are talking. And that's what needs to happen in this world today. Let's talk about it. If you're mad, talk about it. Don't be mad in silence. So, again, I saw him for using the platform to tell the world we have a problem here. And they want us to dance and juke and jive, but what?
But they only get upset and nervous when we start bringing stuff to their attention or when we come together peaceful. They get real scared and nervous. Why?
Right.
Why?
Because of what
we're
they've
not
been
starting
said.
Any trouble.
What they've been said. Right. It's because of what they've been
said. Like that stupid girl. I don't even want to say her name, but she's stupid.
Who's that? You got to say her name because we know who you're talking about.
Tommy Loren, or whatever the girl name is, this 24-year-old girl, and she put out this response to Jesse's speech talking about black people always had rights. Sit down, stupid, ignorant. You haven't even lived long enough to even form a good opinion on anything white,
that's true,
of course. Sit down. Like, you go read a book, go learn your history and ours, and then come back with a better opinion.
And that's the thing. And I know who you're talking about, and I saw her opinion, and that's the thing. You can't even say white, of course, because that's just one person's opinion, because all white people don't feel that way. And Jesse Williams' mother is a white woman, example of the complete opposite of the spectrum. So we can't say white, of course, because that's just saying, of course, they were
black.
Well,
you don't say white, of course. I'm going to say white, of course. This is my opinion.
That is true. That is
me,
but
it's not you. It's me.
You know what it is, but the thing is, from being somebody as a black woman that's often put into a category of all black women do this, all black women do that, and it bothers me. I'm not going to do it to all white women.
But I didn't say all. I said her.
I know.
I said her. I was specific. I didn't say all. I just said white, of course.
I'm talking about of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I expect that
means white
from people like her.
I'm white.
No, that's not what I said. I said her.
You said white, of course.
But that's not saying all of them.
We know what you're saying, Mona.
Well,
we got you. We got you.
Thank you.
Well, we'll agree to disagree.
There you go.
Ramona.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes, we'll
agree
to disagree.
White, of course. Okay. But yeah, so... now you don't threw me off. You don't threw me
sorry
off.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's but yeah, so basically the same thing, but you know, bravo again to Jesse Williams. And now to the Prince tribute. BET Awards made it a point immediately after the Billboard to say, we won't let you down. And we're
yeah,
coming
that
at
was
you
a great tribute, by the way. Yeah. They did much better job than
you
the
know
Billboard Awards. Much better.
Yeah, so and it was kind of cool or different to see how they did it. You know, they didn't do it in one performance, but they mixed it throughout the show. They had Jennifer Hudson, Tori Kelly, Stevie Wonder, Erykah Badu, Bilal, Janelle Monáe, Sheila E. and the Revolution with Tyrone and Maite, his ex-wife.
You mean Jerome?
Jerome, I said Tyrone. Which band is Tyrone in?
There's no Tyrone, it was Jerome.
Ain't no Tyrone. I said, what? Ain't no Tyrone.
Again, blame it on the cranberry mimosas.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, everybody in their own way did a really good job, a really good job of acknowledging him and, you know, kind of really putting that kind of passion, because not only were they performing a tribute, they were fans, you know,
yeah,
so they
yeah
put their thing into it. It meant something to them. So, and overall, I don't know about you guys, but that was the overall sentiment that I was getting about how people felt about it.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you guys got?
Yeah,
well?
people were, especially with the Sheila E. portion, they were very happy.
Yeah.
They were very
happy. I like the way that ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt
that. I thought that was the best part of the show, period, as far as the BET Awards go. So it was
well,
the best,
I technically didn't watch it. I only seen like videos. I seen the clip of Jesse's speech. And then I was reading in the comment section. That's what I have to stop doing, is reading the comment section. People piss me off.
Yeah, you need to watch the show sometimes.
And I
yeah
saw the
I,
Sheila
I thought
E.
it
tribute
was a good show. Yeah, and also in entertainment news, what did you guys think about the Kanye music video and the little bit of controversy?
I haven't actually seen it. I need
about
to see it.
Yeah.
I like the song because I've heard his album, but I haven't actually seen the video yet.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of comments about it. No, I haven't seen it either. Just waiting. I want to actually see the video to really make some real comments. But from what they're saying, it's very controversial, whatever. And at the same time, you know, everybody's trying to question.
Well,
but
he has a lot
person,
of big name people that are laying in the bed naked, like Donald Trump, Kim Kardashian,
Taylor Swift.
We have in there.
Taylor Swift, Chris Brown.
Look alike people. Look alike. Look, of course, of course. I don't think Taylor Swift was in bed with Kanye and Donald Trump, among others. But you know what? Kanye is always doing something to put himself back in the public eye, back to talking about a mission accomplished. You know, and again,
exactly.
I also haven't seen it, but I know about it because that's just how much is being talked about on social media, on talk shows, morning shows, all the networks. It's news. And that's what he wants. At the end of the day, that's what he wants. So.
And speaking of Kanye, him and Adidas have negotiated where they're going to have the Yeezys freestanding Adidas stores too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing his thing. I mean, people want to call him crazy or whatever and say he's a drama queen and all those kinds of things, but call it what you want. But I personally believe that there is a method to his madness. He knows what he's doing and he's capitalizing off of his talent before others do. And who can be mad at that except the people who are mad that they didn't think of it first?
That's true. You're right.
So,
and he's just
making
that money off of it. That's all he's trying to do.
Yeah. And as long as y'all and us are still talking about it again, mission accomplished. Yeah.
As long as the name's out there, he's good.
Yeah. And keyword, as long as he is in Hot Topic, whether The View, Good Morning America, Today, The Real, TMZ, World Star Hip Hop, they're talking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's good.
But you guys, again, like I said, it's 4th of July weekend. I have big plans today. I'm going to be celebrating my dad's birthday and 4th of July. So if you guys are in an area where you're going to be doing fireworks, be safe. And for those that are barbecuing, do your thing on the grill. And if you don't know what you're doing, step back. Step back. I have had bad barbecue, and it's a horrible
thing. I'm about to pop out my small little grill that I have.
Exactly. If you don't know what you're doing at a grill, step back. Step away from the ribs.
That is true.
For those that do, like my brother, my uncle, my dad, I applaud you. So y'all do your thing. And special shout out to Andre Treview and Rob Anderson, who are grill masters. And explained to me a couple of episodes back in a food porn about the art of grilling. So they were literally offended when I mentioned that I cooked ribs in my crock pot on occasion. And they were literally.
Hey, I cook ribs in the crock pot too. When you live in New York City, you got to do what you got to do. I'm just saying.
Well, Mona, apparently, if you're a grill master, that ain't the way you do it, and it's offensive. Everybody has their things that they do in their trade, and we can't knock those folks that have their craft and charcoal. It's the art to it, like I said, and I respect their art, and I'm not going to try to do it.
I'm going to stay
in my lane, and I'm going to stay in my line where you get plate, napkin, and paper towel. I'm going to stay in that line. So, Harold and Mona, I want to say happy 4th of July weekend.
Once again,
make sure you get your run in before you eat all that food. That goes for everybody. Just a little tidbit,
you know,
it's better run before you eat all that food. But still enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Be safe.
Thank you, Harold. I will try. As far as the run goes, I'm going to try my best.
I'm gonna
try my best to sneak in maybe like a mile or two and then hit the ribs in the deviled egg.
No, good. Get something in.
All right. And again, to everybody else guys out there, thank you guys for listening to the Tomboy Brunch. We're a little crunk this morning on our mimosas, but again,
right,
this is how we do. We keep it straight, no chaser. I love Mona and Harold, and we tell it to you from our point of view. And
yes,
every first Saturday, meet us here. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy 4th of July.